It's one of the biggest juggles of child rearing, how to get away from your kids. No, I mean that with great respect. But the challenge is, who can mind your children when you want to or have to do something away from them? And some parents are lucky enough to have willing family members in the same city to help out. Of course, there's the babysitter, but a night out, which already costs a lot for meals and drinks and tickets perhaps, well, that all gets very expensive, doesn't it? There are smart alternatives, pooling parenting resources across friendship groups or childcare community, kindy community groups, but working out who owes who what time can be a bit awkward there. Sarah Daniel with Amelia McLean has come up with an app called CarePool, which aims to help parents secure assistance from their network of friends and families and carers, and we're interested to hear how it works. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks, Natasha. It's great to be here.
So where did this all stem from for you?
It really started from my personal experience from when my son was about 8, and I separated from his dad. But my family all lived interstate, and so I suddenly found myself needing care but not really having a network set up for this. So despite the fact that I was living in a wonderful community with lots of other parents around me who were really more than willing to help, it somehow still felt really awkward to actually ask them. And at the same time, I started having a bunch of time when my son was at his dad's house when I would have happily helped out my parent friends. But that somehow felt weird as well. And so at the time, I was like, I need an app that can help with this.
You have to wonder, don't you, what's happened to the whole idea of it takes a village to raise a child.
I really agree, yeah.
You know, it's all there, willing helpers, but we're all too terrified to ask for that help. So you went, I need an app.
Yeah, that's right. So I started to think a lot about why it was so difficult and how this could be solved to make it a bit easier for everyone. And working with Amelia, that's the design that we've come up with, is one that looks really carefully at the psychology that goes on between people when they're thinking about offering care or asking for care and addressing some of the sensitivities. Because it can seem like a really simple thing, but the complexities behind it are actually quite tricky. So one sort of small example is if I were to say to you, Natasha, I would really like to bake you a cake. I would love to.
Willing participant.
Yeah. So just let me know, okay, when you'd like me to bake you that cake.
Okay.
And so then in a couple of days' time, imagine what it would actually feel like to ring me up and say, oh, hey, Sarah, you know how you said you'd bake me that cake? Can you bake that on Thursday?
Would I?
Yeah, that's right. It feels really awkward. And this is one of the traps that happen with communities around parents. Even though people are really willing to help, just as I really would love to bake you a cake, Natasha.
Yeah, okay. Well, Thursday, I'm keeping you to it.
There's lots of sensitivities about not wanting to impose on each other.
Yes, indeed.
On the offering and the asking side, and the fear about what could be going on in the background prevents people from following through on things.
Okay, so just to be clear, I really like that flowerless orange cake and I'm very happy to receive it on Thursday. And okay, so you've channeled all this, though, into an app, which sounds very ambitious to me. So how will the app work?
It will work primarily by giving people a set of pre-formatted events that they can choose from to send each other, either as a request or as an offer. And we've interviewed hundreds of parents about what their lives are like and what sort of issues they face in organising care. And so we've chosen these different events very carefully. Then they're based on what common needs are that parents have that they have difficulty fulfilling.
So let's put the phone in our hand. I've opened up the app. What could I do with it?
Yeah, okay. So imagine you've got a friend who has a newborn baby and you would love to help that couple out. Let's say the mum is at home and the dad's gone back to work. So one of the little events that we'll be putting into the app, we're calling a golden piece of calm. And this is just 1 hour during the day where you go to the parents' house and offer to walk the pram around the block for an hour. And this is to give the mum a bit of a break and have a sleep, or just generally have a little bit of downtime. But what we feel like is the real contribution to the space with something like this is that it gives both sides permission to communicate about that particular thing. So if you think about 1 hour in the life of a parent with a newborn. If you're on the offer side, you might feel really uncomfortable offering just 1 hour. You know, maybe you feel a bit stingy or something.
Yeah.
But equally on the parent's side, maybe they also feel uncomfortable asking for someone to come over just for an hour.
Of the other options that people could have?
Some of the other options are for our sort of version of date night, where we're calling that an evening of earthly delights. and this is the parameters around this are that it's 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. And again, the assistance through the app of prefabricating the event so that neither side feels uncomfortable about imposing those boundaries.
It's a fantastic idea. And the idea is, because of course there are safety issues here, you wouldn't, you know, crowdsource an hour, crowdsource someone to walk your baby for an hour around the block. This is not like a Tinder app.
Definitely not.
This is meant for your intimate network.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you can imagine, for example, single parents really benefiting from this because parents who are parenting alone are really challenged in terms of getting help and getting out of the house to do major tasks.
Yeah, certainly. And that was certainly my experience, that I would have really benefited from having an app like this, particularly in that initial phase when we had first separated and everything was a little more difficult than later on. That would have been really beneficial. But I also think that the app will certainly benefit single parents, but for couples as well, some of the trouble that they face is if you're in a couple, sometimes you can feel guilty asking other people for help because you have a partner, you feel a bit like you ought to be self-sufficient.
It's a reflection on you and your performance as a parent.
Yeah, that's right. But what we're wanting to encourage in the app is a real spirit of generosity in the goodwill networks that already exist, so that people can, on the front foot, be offering care events into their network, generating goodwill that way.
Are you seeing this as a sort of bartering system, quid pro quo? So if you give an hour, then at some stage you will receive an hour?
We're not going to incorporate any kind of tally system like that because we feel like goodwill gets regulated in people's networks already quite naturally. That's already happening right now. And 1 hour is not necessarily equal to another hour. You know, if I help you out at the last minute, that's possibly much more valuable than if I just have your son over to my house for the afternoon after school when I would have been there anyway. So we feel like the goodwill will be built up and regulated in people's networks in the way that it naturally happens already, and it will not be helpful for us to impose any sort of ledger over the top of that.
Have you trialled it?
We have a prototype of the app that we are testing on whoever will stand still long enough. and so we're gathering, you know, a really wonderful amount of information about what parents need and what's going to be most helpful. But the build is just commencing now. So we're on track to get the app into the app stores by the end of the year.
Okay. And who would have thought, as a part-time lawyer, you'd find yourself developing an app? The power of necessity.
That's right.
Look, really interesting to hear from you, and I know you think this would have real potential as a kind of mental health tool for families too. Great to have you with us to talk about what you're developing with the CarePool app. Sarah Daniel, thank you.
Thanks, Natasha.
Co-creator of the CarePool app, part-time lawyer and mother. And it sounds like an interesting way of really rebuilding that it takes a village to raise a child.